I'm glad you clarified your take on this. So I'm not missing anything. I mean, that's your stance on the sheriff's role in this, and you have you guys commented to this to your county sheriff or anything?
Oh, yeah.
And what does he say?
We didn't, what? Specifically.
Who was it? When we Ron Bischoff at Montel Township, when we talked with him prior to...
Montville Township trustee.
Three trustees in Montville. In fact, the building is named for him up there now. But said to him, what the sheriff's people, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
It was pseudo uniform, all right.
Right.
Not paid by, you know,
to intimidate.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And they said it was for protection. I don't know whose protection. The surveyors are ours, you know.
Right. Yeah. But it's like John was saying, and I heard this in Green too. Like, the sheriffs don't really even need to do anything. They're just there.
Right.
And that in and of itself can be very nerve-wracking for individuals, because it's like, I don't really want to, you know, you're like, did I do something at some point in my life that I should be worried about?
And unfortunately, the majority of people weren't involved in any either CORN or CAN or any of the organizations to have the pipeline telling them that these guys are off duty and that you can call the sheriff's department to have them removed from your property.
Right.
So the vast majority of people were not aware of that,
and
were totally intimidated by them.
Right.
I still have it in my phone. I carry the sheriff's phone number. I carry Pauline's phone number because she has a different vantage point of this property.
Right.
Kathy Jones' phone number.
Right.
John Strong's. I mean, you know, for that network of talking to each other. Paul Jarowski.
Right.
So we kept each other kind of informed.
Right.
He wasn't interested in going to many of the meetings, but I went to quite a few of the meetings to share information. And, and you know, Kathy Jones' group actually had passive resistance training that they did for a day.
Yeah, she told me, yeah.
I chose not to go to that.
Right.
It went as far as getting people, a small group of people, ready to do what had been done in South Dakota.
Have you looked at the funding of the regulatory body?
FERC?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just a revolving door, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's no different than the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Right, exactly.
Once you get to that level, this is editorializing, but everyone's just kind of, everyone's doing
in
the
pocket,
thing.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, and then you know you got a job.
Yeah.
If there's a new administration, you can go back into the private sector and then come back when your guy comes in, and it's just the same old nasty.
My dad's cousin became mayor of the city of Cuyahoga Falls here in Ohio back in the early 60s. And I remember my dad's comment after he was elected and said, well, he might have been honest going into office, but he won't come out that way.
I